Breakfast with Crossy. Breakfast with Crossy. One of the most successful independent artists Australia's ever seen. His name is John Butler, as a part of the John Butler Trio, but he's actually heading out on the road solo. And let's say good morning, John. How are you, mate?
Hey, Luke. I'm well, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. You know, must be pretty happy to see that you're getting some gigs back.
Yeah, it's nice to be making music for so many reasons. You know, the obvious reason is because I love it and because it's my job. But yeah, you know, it just feels good to be playing. I'm really enjoying playing solo, kind of how I started. So it's nice just to kind of do that again. And yeah, good to have work though, man. I mean, you know, our industry just got nailed by COVID, and so It's good to be able to, you know, pay the rent.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely.
Pay the mortgage.
You know, you mentioned something, the solo thing. You are playing here where Kix is based in Bundaberg. It's going to be a solo show. Do you approach that differently to what you would with a band show? Like, do the songs change that much? Anything like that?
Good question. I mean, I kind of have a similar attitude that I have no matter what I'm doing on stage, and it comes from busking, which is like, be like, give it your 100%, 2000% all. You know, people have many different places they can be and many places they can spend their money, so be worth their time. I take that attitude with me. It's like, be worth their time and keep them, you know. And I guess with busking, it was always like, you know, they were always on their way somewhere else. and so, like, you have to hook them in. And I kind of feel like that's what I'm trying to do the whole set, is just kind of keep them really engaged and take them on a ride, and also, obviously, you know, go on a ride myself. And so that's the attitude I take to whether I'm, you know, in the JBT Plus with five people in the band, or the trio, or solo. That's kind of the attitude. But, yeah, I mean, I also have to completely rearrange some of the songs to make them work in a solo format. And that's really fun and exciting, you know. Some songs completely get turned on their head to sound fuller, you know, or more engaging. And I like that. I like kind of being able to change it up. And you know, it also, that's kind of where I come from. I come from a solo roots folk kind of tradition. So it's not like reinventing the wheel, so to speak. You know, there's a lot that's always going to be in the DNA and in the initial integral building blocks of the songs that means I can do that solo.
Did you find, when you started finding that success in the early days with your bluesy kind of folky sound, did people try and say, oh, that's great, John, but maybe you should be a bit more pop sound and be a bit more electronic kind of thing?
I think I was surrounded by people who are pretty sensitive, and, you know, I think what makes something successful is so mercurial, you know. It's like there's a million and one very talented people out there doing their thing, and some people can do it, you know, some people can do it, you know, better than the professionals. But why aren't they on stage, or why don't they have success? There's a lot of different reasons for that. So I think I was surrounded by people who really appreciated what I did and just was like, let him do his thing. And I was always very adamant that I didn't really want to, you know, I had a pretty clear vision of what I wanted, and, you know, I was always well and truly on my way before many people could, you know, say, oh, you should do this or be more commercial. I mean, I've always been open to really pragmatic, common sense things, like, hey, that's an 8-minute song. It's a good song for radio. Can we do an edit? It's like, yeah, sure. I'm not a fundamentalist. but yeah, you know, I can only, the best thing I do is sound like me. I'm not really good at sounding like other people. And so, it's best just to leave me do my thing.
I have seen on socials that you are working on new stuff by the looks of it. Posted up a few pictures and whatnot. Is it a different way you're doing that now, with all the lockdown and with the last 12 months? Are you approaching that kind of new music differently to what you normally would have?
I think it's just an extension. Like, I think I've just gone further down the path that I was already on. I mean, I did pretty much all the pre-production of the last album on my iPad in GarageBand. And so I was just looking, you know, even before the lockdown, I was looking for how could I do that production a little bit more permanently and a little bit at a higher quality. So I moved to Logic, and yeah, definitely during the lockdown, I, you know, built a little studio at home and got really into engineering myself, and kind of taking that on as a challenge just to kind of make an album completely by myself, for the fun of it, because I really enjoy making music by myself and I really enjoy that production element. It's definitely come with its challenges of engineering myself, and you know, that's a whole profession that people spend their lives doing to be good at it. But yeah, I mean, I was already kind of heading in that direction anyway on a production front, so it's just like an extension of my production. And you know, I live in Western Australia, so if I really wanted to go to a studio and record with musicians, it wouldn't be that difficult because we have a pretty contained bubble over here.
Well, John Butler, it's been an absolute pleasure catching up with you today. It's great that you're on the road. It's great that we're getting any kind of time frame on new music at this stage.
Not really. I'm trying not to put a time frame on it. It makes me very uncreative when I start thinking about the clock. So, yeah, no, not at the moment.
Awesome, mate. Well, thanks for your time, and hopefully we'll catch up again soon.
Awesome, Luke. Thank you for your time, mate. You be well.
Breakfast with Crossy every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kix.